اوكي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace and blessings be upon you. Today I found a journal entry that I really love a lot of times, and I think this is natural for people. You just forget the things you write. I don't know if you're like me, but I forget everything I write. If I write it, put it out there, and then I see it again, I'm like, oh, I wrote this? Okay. So I opened an old journal, and this entry, I was reading it, and I didn't know where it was going. But when I finished, I loved it. So I'm going to share that with you this morning. It starts a little like this. I wish you could see what I'm looking at right now. I'm in the woods, facing the lake, trees all around me. The branches are bare except for the baby leaves growing. I brought my lawn chair, shah, maloah, and blankets. The sun is rising over the water, and the birds are singing. My shoes are wet from walking in the morning dew, and my fingers are slightly cold. There's a squirrel chasing some bird, but the sun is hitting my face softly, and my smile is coming from deep within. This is the life Allah wants us to live, not some artificial hell crafted to distract us until we fall into the real hell. Today I decided to hold myself accountable to honesty. American work culture got me normalizing taking advantage of the system because they are taking advantage of us. I'm finding the balanced path between being a workaholic that overworks herself and a person who does bare minimum and tries the least possible. The life I want to lead is one in which I honor my word to the best of my ability and not just give out my word to everything. I've been wondering, what is a story? How does it go again? Does the character have to go through massive change? Does a story have to be outside of our daily life? I keep telling people to value their stories. Who knew it was this hard to shut off the voice that keeps saying, nobody cares? Why do I write? Why am I drawn to tell stories? When I hear someone else say that they love writing and that they are a writer, it is so easy to accept. I don't question or interrogate them. But for me, I choke myself with questions before I can even have the space to express. But that voice is fake. It is not real. Not as real as the sun I feel on my skin or my cold toes. Not as real as the blue lake in front of me and the singing of the birds. That voice is a figment of my imagination that is not real. And I shall treat it as such, because my stories will mean something different to everyone who reads it. But to me, they mean the world. Woo! Take from that what you please. And leave what you don't want. I wrote this back, it says back in May. I miss nature. We're in the frigid cold weather of Minnesota right now. But one of the things I love is how beautiful nature is, even in the cold. Actually, like when it's super cold, that's when things that you wouldn't see in hot weather become visible, which is like heat, warmth becomes visible in the cold. Right? So like you'll see it's like a clear blue sky, the sun is up, you could see it, but it's really cold, the heating systems and even your breath, you're able to see it. And there's just something really sweet about it. And alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be safe enough and comfortable enough that we don't get hurt by this weather, right? Subhanallah. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Gaza. Every single day, what's happening in the world, tears, like, oh my God, I can't even sleep because of it. And the thing that scares me the most is the acceptance, or how do I say, the coping that I am starting to have, in the sense of like shying away from the footage, not looking at it. I've been going back and forth feeling like I'm not doing anything, that I'm becoming part of the people who turn their eye, right? But changing that is as easy as changing my commitment, right? It's not that nobody can be looking at this footage and just over and over and over again. So what is the plan? What is your part in making a difference in the world? And sticking to it, and being informed, and not allowing the people to feel that nobody's listening anymore and nobody cares anymore. Just simply saying, I care, I see you and I care, is massive, right? And then caring enough to change your lifestyle. That's what makes a difference. And that's the change that is more permanent than some massive display, right? Massive displays are so important. Like, I would go to protest, but I think the changes I am making in my daily life is what I gotta keep pushing myself to do. So, my dear friends and listeners, change is coming. Change is coming. And I have an ayah on top of my on my board for this season. And it's to remind myself, as we enter 2025 and the government is changing, everything is changing, you know, just to reorient myself back into reality. Who really owns this world? Who really runs this world? You know, it's so easy to forget. So easy to forget. So, I remember walking on a street in Egypt. You read ayat in the Quran, but some of them don't hit you until a moment comes in your life where you just hear the ayah. You've been saying this ayah so many times, but then you hear it clear as day. And that was this moment for me. And it was these verses. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكان الله غنيا حميدا. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأتي بآخرين وكان الله على ذلك قديرا من كان يريد ثواب الدنيا فعند الله ثواب الدنيا والآخرة وكان الله سميعا بصيرا. سبحان الله. I love this page, and it's in Nisa, Surah An-Nisa, which is Surah 4, Ayah 131 to 134. But I love this page. This page used to be really hard for me to memorize because there are so many names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He uses in this, just in this singular page, right? Like the first ayah of the page is فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا الْخَبِيرُ, which is Allah indeed is ever aware of what you do. Allah is always aware, right? And then the second verse ends with فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, indeed Allah is forgiving, الْغَفُورُ رَحِيمًا, the merciful. And then the third ayah ends with كَانَ اللَّهُ وَاسِعًا حَكِيمًا, right? Allah is ever encompassing and wise, right? Ever bountiful and wise, the wise, al-hakim, al-wasi'. And then it says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَنِيًّا حَمِيدًا, which is Allah is self-sufficient and praiseworthy, غَنِيًّا حَمِيدًا, right? And then, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا, Allah is al-wakil, the trustee of all affairs, like He's the disposer of affairs. كان الله على ذلك قديرا, and Allah is ever competent, right? Al-Qadir. And then it says, كان الله سميعا بصيرا, Allah is every, Allah, He is all hearing, all seeing, like He hears everything. Let me read the translation to the verses so that I can tell you a little bit about why these verses hit me that day. And to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on earth, on the earth. And we have instructed those who were given the scripture before you and yourselves to fear Allah. But if you disbelieve, then to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. And ever is Allah free of need and praiseworthy. And to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. And sufficient is Allah as the disposer of affairs. If He wills, He can do away with you, O people, and bring others in your place. And ever is Allah competent to do that. Whoever desires the reward of this world, then with Allah is the reward of this world and the hereafter. And ever is Allah hearing and seeing. So I love this series of verses, but I remember being so frustrated by the injustice that was going on, that was being created by someone. And in this case, it's like, you know, sometimes the system feels bigger than you, right? But this verse helped me remember, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that this earth, every single thing, does not belong to Democrats or Republicans. This world does not belong to an oppressor. This world does not belong to anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the oppressors can have desires. And you can have desire. You can have a will, and they'll have a will, and it may seem like their will is being imposed, but truly, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, this whole experience of life is just part one of life.
part two is coming. You get what I'm saying? And so this world, no one controls it. Right now, they're trying to pass something in Congress, in Senate, that allows the government to take away the tax exemption from organizations that they just deem to be supporting terrorist organizations. And we know how abused that has been, you know, without any evidence. They could just take it away. So we've been fighting against that. And, you know, instead of feeling scared, what I urge people to feel is to understand that everything belongs to Allah. Even if someone is in front of me intending me harm and they have the capability to be able to do it, they will never be able to do it unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you, right? There's a story, I don't know if you guys know the story of the magician, you know, the kid and the pharaoh, who said, you want to kill me, but you won't be able to kill me unless you start with Bismillah, you know, and unless you acknowledge that Allah exists. That's the thing, whereas it is. No one can do anything to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow. And then the other thing is, you got to remember, Allah loves you more than any single person can love you in this world. So if you try to just picture, choose the person who you love the most, who you know will never do you harm, who will always look out for you, and Allah loves you way more than that. Allah loves you more than you love yourself. Because sometimes we're self-destructive and self-abusive. So if you combine those two, no harm will ever happen to me unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it. And Allah loves me more than I love myself. And He always intends goodness for me. And He is the only one, you know, that I need to rely on. He is the only one. He needs no one. And He is Hamid, He is Wasi, He is wise, you know, and He can do anything He wishes. And then you combine that with, this is just part one of life. How can you ever feel, you know, like the world is going to be over? Everything is about perspective. You put yourself in that right perspective, you will feel connected to the life force that runs everything. No one can harm you unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it. And if Allah allows it, that means it is good for you. Matter of fact, it is a form of love that you would have never been able to love yourself. And the thing is, this is just part one of life. This is part one, and it's not even the long part. Eternity is coming. Eternity is coming. So let it be. It is said that the people who experience suffering in this world, when the people who haven't experienced that type of suffering see them and how they are rewarded in Jannah, those people, the people would want to come back to life and have their skin cut up. That's how jealous people would be of, I wish I had that type of reward. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim. He is the wise. He is the just. There's no justice like Allah, subhanAllah. There's no justice like Allah. So there's verses that we're supposed to read every morning, you know, the minute you woke up. And I didn't used to read it, but lately I've inserted it into my routine. And I love it. It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding me as I wake up, and as these thoughts of like, subhanAllah, look at these people, what they're doing, you know,
how are we going to be able to change this? How can we? I don't have the capability right now in my life to stop a person with my hands, be like, stop doing this, or, you know, block them. Right now, what is in my control is being able to learn more, being able to educate people, being able to use whatever tools I have. And so it's like, it's always a reminder. And I love reading this ayat. It's the last ayat of Al-Imran. You're supposed to read it the minute you wake up. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard. And I love those. And then there's a verse that says, La yaghurrannaka taqallubu alladhina kafaru fil bilad. Mata'un qaleel. ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. Do not be deceived by the prosperity of the disbelievers throughout the land. And another translation says, do not be deceived by the uninhibited movement of the disbelievers throughout the land. It is but a small enjoyment. It is only a brief enjoyment, in another translation. Then their final refuge is hell, and wretched is the resting place. You know, then hell will be their home. What an evil place to rest. Right? So it's just a reminder of, like, whoever is committing these things, and is like, as you learn more about, like, the music industry and the level of child abuse and child trafficking and just all of that, you think, subhanallah, who will ever be able to just give justice, payback to the pain that people have done? You know, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the thing, wallahi. Just change your perspective. You'll know that you're never alone, and Allah will never leave us alone. We're the ones who walk away. So let's come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And good morning. I hope you enjoyed that. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, good evening. Whenever you're listening to this, to be honest. I keep forgetting people tend to binge these. But I hope you enjoy that. Good day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This has been Studio Diaries. And my name is Mona Sheikh Omar. I will see you in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Peace and blessings be upon you.